What's going on, Brian?
We're doing great.
What is that?
Vivisma. That's yeah. Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency.
Okay.
Or as we call it, Twin Oaks.
Yeah, that's better. That's good. Now, there are folks who move into Brazos County, and they don't know what they can and can't take to you or what gets picked up. So I guess what we ought to start with is, what are the things that people can take themselves to Twin Oaks?
We're a municipal solid waste landfill, so any kind of solid waste that's coming from your house, we can probably accept it.
Okay.
If you have questions, you can always call us or look at our website, twinoakslandfill.com. Or twice a year, we have a household hazardous waste collection. So if you're looking to clean out your garage or maybe underneath your sink, our next event is coming up on Saturday, October 21st. It's a free event. It's very popular. Last year, we did several thousand vehicles.
Yeah, you got it down to a fine science, really.
We do our best. We've got over 100 people out there staffing the event, so it's a well-run event, and we're really proud of it, and it's very popular.
Yeah, well, and, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about the last time, because I think I go every time, and you start to set those paint cans aside knowing that it's coming up, but all the computer and electronic stuff, too.
Yeah, we get a lot of computers, a lot of electronics, and as you said, a lot of paint.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where all the paint comes from, because for me, if I have to paint, we're going to move.
Yeah. Now, But short of that, if they can't wait or they end up having a windfall of a whole bunch of stuff that they need to get rid of, what is the process once they get to the landfill?
Again, for the landfill, we only take municipal solid waste.
Okay.
So if they have household hazardous waste, you're going to need to either find another outlet or wait for the event.
Mm-hmm.
But for solid waste, they can come on out to the site. If their waste is picked up by the city on a regular basis, so maybe they're just cleaning out the garage or they took down a shed, they can just come out and bring their utility bill.
Okay.
And we actually won't charge the customer when they come if they're a city resident.
Okay. So we come in, they basically weigh the vehicle, they go do what they need to, they come back, they weigh the vehicle again.
They weigh the vehicle.
Simple math.
Yeah, if you just have a little bit of waste, maybe just get a trash bag or two, there's a $2 minimum.
Okay.
It's easy in, easy out, and basically we send those cars right over to a dumpster so they don't even have to go up to the working phase.
Okay, I got you. And then, of course, it used to be that there were very few places to recycle oil. Now there are a lot of places to, but y'all are also in one of those places
we
as well.
We do maintain a waste oil recycling facility at the site.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few do-it-yourselfers yet out there that like to change their own oil.
Sure.
But with all the places that do this oil service changing, that's become less popular.
I understand. Anything else we needed to cover this morning about what y'all do out there?
Not too much. We're 6 years old. We're doing fantastic out there. Anybody that doesn't know, we're a hybrid of the two cities. So they provided the funding to get us started, but we're paying back that debt every year. And then in return, the cities both receive a discounted rate off the vehicles that come in.
Are you starting to see that recycling is really making a difference in the way things are handled?
We're as busy as ever, so I think if you want to talk about the recycling numbers, you should contact the cities.
Yeah, got it. Okay, thanks for the time this morning.